I'm David Delegater. Our guest today is Andrea Shepman, who's general manager of the Krohn Conservatory. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
How many years has the butterfly show been going on?
This will be our 20th year. We started in 1996.
Have any countries ever duplicated?
No, we have not been duplicating countries, and we can travel around the world to many different cultures and communities.
Why the Philippines this year?
Well, we have a committee of designers. We work together just trying to brainstorm on where to go next. And it's not always just about the butterflies. However, this year, I think with the country of the Philippines, the diversity of their flora and fauna is so huge that it's a good country, not only for the culture, but for the butterflies and the horticultural part of our display as well.
I think, what are they, like 3,000 islands or something in the Philippines?
There's a large amount and a lot of diversity from the northern to the southern end, from various languages and different cultural things. We're networking with the Filipino community, which surprisingly to me is much larger than I ever expected. When we start to open up the doors to research, we find connections in many ways. And there's a huge community here locally. They're helping us with the show, helping us with the entertainment and the design of the show as well.
Let me ask you something about the butterflies. What's the process of acquiring the butterflies this year or any other year?
It's a highly regulated thing through the USDA. They require me to apply for permits, and usually I start on that process a year out. So we've been doing permits with the USDA for 19, 20 years now, and I apply for the permits. I have to find a list of butterflies that I can acquire. So the other part of it is not just the list of butterflies that are native to the Philippines. You have to work with a supplier who is able to send us those. And that all has to be permitted. So we will get them in a chrysalis from those suppliers, those butterfly farmers, as you will. The butterfly farmers raise them, and they do it in a very ecologically good way. We feel that it is not supporting any kind of bad things in the rainforest areas. In fact, they have to save and conserve their rainforest space in order to raise these butterflies. So we've brought them in from as far away as Australia, Malaysia, Indonesia, and now some from the Philippines. With that process, with the chrysalis coming in, we have a containment or quarantine space where all the little baby butterflies are raised. And those little chrysalis, when they come in, they may take 7 to 14 days to actually emerge, to hatch out and become adult flying butterflies. So there's a behind-the-scenes process that moves all of those through.
So when we come to the show, are we going to be able to see all the stages, the chrysalis, the pupa, the larva, so on, or whatever?
You'll be able to look into that little containment room. We call it the butterfly nursery. So you'll be able to see all the little chrysalis hanging in the tanks that have come from all the suppliers, all those farmers around the world. And then you'll be able to watch that. Then we exhibit the adult butterflies. We'll be exhibiting butterflies that are not just from the Philippines, because people really like to see those familiar favorites like the blue morphos that come from Costa Rica and the monarchs. And then we have a display on monarchs, our glass cabinet, where you'll be able to see the eggs, the little caterpillars feeding on the plants, as well as the chrysalis.
Well, there's, I'm guessing here, a fair amount of science involved. I mean, you have to monitor what's going on in the room, the whole maturation process.
Very closely. Now, because we're getting them in as a chrysalis, we're not dealing with that very messy initial stage, which is getting the eggs to hatch into caterpillars, and all they do is feed on plants. It's very messy. So by getting them in the chrysalis stage, then we kind of cut out part of that process. But yes, we have to make sure that the space is monitored for temperature, humidity, and health, just keeping it clean, plus all the USDA regulatory needs that are there.
Once we've got butterflies in the big room, what's the room going to look like this year?
Well, it's very much inspired by the Philippines, so you're going to see a couple of different things that are very exciting and new this year. Of course, it's a tropical display. We've got a large waterfall. We have a facade that you'll be exiting through, which is a large volcanic mountain, and it is one of the mountains that is one of the volcanoes from the Philippines. In addition, we have, let me see if I can say this right, Kaksawa Ruins, which is a large structure that is very, very iconic for them. And as you look around the room, just, of course, all the bromeliads, the anthuriums, dracaenas, all the different kinds of plants that are very familiar to that area.
There are going to be some special activities. I mean, there always are, year to year. What stands out this year?
Well, the butterfly show, as you say, it's not just a butterfly show. It's a 12-week period, and every single weekend and many of the days, we have different activities and events. There are some that are targeted specifically for children, some for school groups, and some for evening, maybe adult guests. So starting our first weekend, we're opening with Easter weekend. We'll be open on April 3rd, which is Good Friday, and then on Easter Sunday, we open at 8 a.m. So we say that it's sunrise with the butterflies. Then going through the show, that kicks off the whole season. If you look at our website, you're going to see an expanded list and detail on all of it. But everything from photographer nights to we have a crafts and crafts nights, which is all about craft beer and the Filipino crafts. That leads into the Palenque Market, which is the Filipino weekend market over Mother's Day weekend. We have coming up in June when kids get out of school and families are coming, our staycation celebration. And so every single day there will be something different, from fun games and activities to special crafts.
Did I read something about there being a breakfast?
Breakfast with Butterflies. Every year, Breakfast with Butterflies sells out. We have an online registration. And what it is we open an hour early. We serve a continental-style breakfast, and families come. And it's really great because if you're thinking about bringing your elderly grandparents as well as your young children, it's a time when it's not as crowded because we have a limitation of about 100 people that can come for breakfast. We open up at 9 o'clock, and then you can get into the show early.
The dates, you mentioned April 3rd, I think the start date. What's the run of the show?
It's a 12-week run, so April 3rd to June 21st. And it ends on Father's Day.
Am I still going to be able to get sugar water painted on my hand this year?
We are doing it a little bit differently because of some of the health things that we felt like maybe that wasn't the best way of doing things. So what we've done in the last couple of years, we've designed what we call a little butterfly catcher. And it really works well because it keeps the kids holding something rather than grabbing the wings of the butterflies. They're holding this little flower. They can color it. We've misted it with a little bit of a scent, so it's an attractant for butterflies. They'll hold that out, and the butterflies will be attracted to those little flowers, and it keeps them from grabbing.
Our guest today has been Andrea Shepman from the Crone Conservatory. Butterfly Show is opening up April 3rd for Around Cincinnati. I'm David Delegater, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you.